At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour 2 on St. Patrick's Day, and of course, the official start of March Madness. Basketball coming up in a little more than 2 hours from now. If you're in the bracket challenge, you want to be in the bracket challenge, you have an hour to get your brackets in, and that's it. That's the deadline. But a lot of great gifts. Our partners stepped up. Traeger, also Link Soul, Callaway with the Rogue Driver, and Panini, our official trading cards of the DP Show. So a lot of great things there. And just go to danpatrick.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you will be entered in. Doesn't cost you anything. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Got some more information, an update on Deshaun Watson, because I think we'll have a decision by the end of today. Have that for you. Seton, poll question for hour two. Or are we going to stay with what we had in hour one?
Well, we went hour one. We went with who you got, the one seeds or the field, 50-50. Oh. Perfect poll.
Okay. This is a one seed to win it all. You get 4, or you get everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you get 60. I'll give you 60 teams, or I'll give you 4.
50-50 right down the middle.
Wow, that's
perfect.
A great poll question.
Yes. Nailed it.
And what do you want to do for hour two?
Well, Paulie sent around one before about he's had a couple here. He said if you could only watch one this year, AFC West or the rest of the league.
Rare.
Or he also had Deshaun Watson should pick Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans.
Should
Cleveland.
Pick.
Should.
Nick Underhill covers the Saints for WWL-TV in New Orleans, and he's reporting the Saints met with Deshaun Watson a second time last night, according to sources. There was also a report earlier today that there are some Saints players restructuring their contracts, that they've got about $30 million in cap space. Maybe a coincidence, or maybe Deshaun Watson has made his mind up that New Orleans is where he's going to play. You had the other teams that interviewed him yesterday. A couple of teams interviewed him yesterday. You did have the Cleveland Browns, according to Chris Mortensen, saying that they want a grown-up, an adult, as their quarterback in Cleveland. So, of course, you would go out and want to recruit Deshaun Watson. Wow. That's embarrassing that they would say they want an adult. At least Baker played through pain, played for you this year. Deshaun Watson sat out, didn't want to play. But that's embarrassment. Embarrassing for that Cleveland franchise that you want an adult there. All right. Baker needs to mature. All right. He at least played. Who's done more damage to their franchise, Baker Mayfield or Deshaun Watson? But Deshaun Watson will have a new team by the end of the week. It looks like that. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. I did watch a lot of basketball last night. I I was watching the NCAA games, the Notre Dame-Rutgers game, double overtime, and Notre Dame winning that one, and also Wright State against Bryant, Wright State winning that game. Now, I was also watching the NBA because the Nets were playing the Mavs. And if you probably watch the Mavs, you want to see Luka play. And he's put up some great numbers. And I just didn't know if he was going to be able to be, team-wise, good enough to be in the MVP race. And I'm convinced more and more as I watch him the second half of the season. Our good buddy Nick Wright of Fox Sports 1 has been pointing out that Luka has been as valuable as anybody in the second half of the season. Unbelievable. And last night, they ended up beating the Nets. Now, Spencer Dinwiddie hit the game winner, but Luka has been unbelievable since the All-Star break, since, you know, the second half of the season. But you're averaging, you know, 39-9. You had 37-9-9 last night. Plus, here's the other thing, is you're 16 games over 500, I think. So that'll factor in. Do I think it's Joel Embiid's to lose? I do. I think we forgot about the Greek freak. Because he's, it's like you plug in those numbers and you just go, yeah, that's what Giannis does. And Giannis steps up in big games, by the way. When the game is big, he's big. And I love that. But I think it's going to be Embiid. Giannis will be in there as well. I thought this was going to be Durant's year, but Luka's going to be in the conversation. And, you know, the Joker's been spectacular. But this kind of struck, you know, the Lakers lost again last night, by the way. We'll get to that coming up in a moment because there's some, you know, really good storylines there. So you had Kevin Durant. Do we have Kevin Durant talking about what happened last night? So, you know, it's an undermanned team because Kyrie can't play. Ben Simmons, I guess, is getting an epidural in his back. So who knows when he's going to play, if he's going to play. But Kevin Durant was frustrated last night against the Mavs and had this to say.
That shows me that the level of respect is high, you know, for them to forget about their schemes as a team, forget about what they've been working on most of the year, for them to do that, you know. I asked Jason Kidd, I said, well, you paid Dorian Finney-Smith all that money. I mean, is he a defender or are you going to rely on this for this next 4 years with him? But it's a smart strategy. I mean, got to tip their hat to them. They executed it. But late in the game, they did a good job of, like, mixing it up because sometimes I was driving, I had a lane, and I'm thinking there's going to be more help and I rush the shot, you know. So they did their job.
Yeah, they did. But I don't want to hear any sob story from Kevin Durant because all he needs to do is look at the other team and see Luka. Luka doesn't have any all-stars there. He's got Brunson and now Spencer Dinwiddie. Spencer Dinwiddie used to be on the Nets. Kevin Durant has always had help. Every stop he's had. Oklahoma City, you had Westbrook and Harden. He goes to Golden State. You got Steph and Clay and Draymond. You go to Brooklyn. You think you're going to have, you know, Kyrie, and then you get James Harden? Now you don't want James Harden. Now you get Ben Simmons. You've always had players. Who's Luka had? He had Porzingis, who's now with the Wizards. That's it. So if you want to talk about, oh, man, they're kind of gearing their defense toward me, yeah. Why wouldn't you? If Kyrie's not able to play, you know, if you're mad about anything, I would just say, Kyrie, come on, man. Got to help me. Help me at home a little bit here. But, you know, Luka has this every single night where he's double-teamed. KD gets double-teamed, and he's like, you're going to say something to Jason Kidd, like, what are you doing, man? All right. This is the strategy that I would have. Any team that's playing the Nets, come playoff time, at home in Brooklyn, hell yes, double teaming him. You saw that last night. But Dinwiddie hit a game winner on Sunday, and so he's had game winners in back-to-back games here. As for the Lakers, I tell you that I'm always surprised if they win. When I wake up the next morning, if I don't stay up to watch, and then I'm surprised when they win. They're 11 games under 500. LeBron James has not played on a team that's been that far below 500 since his rookie season. That's when the Cavs were 35-47. Also, This is the first time in LeBron James' career his team has trailed by 25 or more points in three consecutive games.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, bop, bop. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
So Karl-Anthony Towns goes for 30. He had 16 in the fourth quarter. The Timberwolves pull away from the Lakers. They win by 20. The Lakers have lost 16 of their last 21. I did tune in just to see the effort or lack thereof with the Lakers, and that includes LeBron because he's checked out, man. Whew. There are times when I'm looking for him in the picture. I know he's on the floor. He's not in the picture, but they lost again. And then after the game, apparently the Timberwolves were making fun of Russell Westbrook. Westbrook shot a corner jumper right in front of the bench, and he shot an air ball. Here is Russell Westbrook, you know, and Karl-Anthony Towns, they're all kind of playing to the crowd. The guys on the bench are making fun of Russ, and then here's Russ, what he had to say afterwards.
The trash talking doesn't bother me none. Nobody over there has done anything that in this league that, you know, make me put my eyes up. Like, oh, they're talking mess. Let me respond. No. So it's fine. They're good. They won a game. You know, happy for them. Move on to the next one. That's that.
Okay. The Timberwolves are mocking you. And he's right. Nobody's done anything on the Timberwolves. But then, all right, this is about now. This is about last night, Russ. And I would never let him shoot a jumper. I just say you can't. Like, why do we allow him to shoot and then Ben Simmons doesn't want to shoot? I'd rather have Ben Simmons shoot than I would Russell Westbrook shooting jumpers.
Hot take.
That's how bad it's become. Yeah, Marv.
No, he's one of those guys where you see him open when you play pickup basketball and he shoots that and someone says he's open for a reason. Like, let him shoot or back up, give it to him. But also, Patrick Beverley, Russell Westbrook, part eight.
Oh, I know. I know. That's always good drama there because Patrick Beverley doesn't back down. And, you know, Russ gets into this. I want to show you. I want to play the way I did when I was the MVP. Yeah, see.
Karl-Anthony Towns finally became relevant. After 6 years in the league, he's finally so like, oh, yeah, look at him. He has one good game, and all of a sudden he's...
Well, I think that it started at the All-Star game with a three-point shooting contest. Now I think you said he's the best shooting big man of all time. He put up 60 points. Now, I will say there's a side story to this that I think he lost eight relatives to COVID. They died. And so the last couple of years have been really difficult for him. But he put up 60. And then the Timberwolves have something. I don't know exactly. I love Anthony Edwards. And if Karl-Anthony Towns is going to continue to bring it, then all right, that's an interesting team, a fun team. But watching that last night, there's just a lack of effort there. We'll talk to Ray Allen. He'll join us coming up. But the Lakers lost again and getting blown out. It's one thing to lose. It's another thing to get blown out and act as if you don't care. And it feels like you'd be better served that you just don't make the play-in game. Like, just close up shop. You know what? Now you're waiting for AD to come back. And, boy, if he comes back, and, boy, they can – you know, they can catch some magic in a bottle here. What? I wouldn't bank on any of that stuff. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, your Timberwolves have won 9 of 10, are currently sitting at 7th in the West at 41-30.
Yeah.
You were early. You were early on this one.
Yeah, the Wolves and the Cavs have been in on those two teams this year, especially the Cavs. All right, we'll get to phone calls, Ray Allen. Big day for the Dodgers yesterday. Got Freddie Freeman. Knew he wasn't going to go back to Atlanta. And I think there's always a thought that he ends up with the Yankees, but I don't think he wanted the Yankees' way of life there. But, you know, Dodgers paid him. He's a really good player, and that's now it feels like free agents go to the Dodgers. When you go, oh, who's going to get him? I always think, well, the Dodgers are. And they got Freddie Freeman. That's a great lineup again. Chris Bryant went to the Rockies to make money and hit home runs. Surgery for Fernando Tatis Jr. III. The Deshaun Watson decision is pending. Von Miller got paid. On paper, it's a 6-year deal. I think in reality, it's a 3-year deal for about $50-plus million. And I like what the Raiders did with Chandler Jones. Chris Godwin got locked up by the Buccaneers, so just some of the football news. Ian Rappaport, who's been all over the free agency news for the NFL Network, will join us a little less than an hour from now. Get a couple of phone calls. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, since I've been on hold, I've logged on and I'm filling out my bracket on your website right now.
Okay.
I don't know the first thing, but I plan on winning this this tournament. But I'm calling to make a bet. I'm going to put it all on the line and say opening day of the season, Marcus Mariota is the starting quarterback for some team. Does anyone want a piece of that action?
All right. Does anybody want a piece of that with Doug, that Marcus Mariota is the starting quarterback for an NFL team opening weekend? Yes, Paul.
I have a question. Starting due to injury or starting because of declaration? Like he's.
I think I win the bet either way, but I think he's going to be picked up as a free agent. I think he fits perfectly with Seattle or Indianapolis.
Okay. Does anybody want a piece of Doug's bet? Marcus Mariota is the starting quarterback week one. Yeah, Seton?
I'll take that bet.
All right, Doug, you got a taker here.
Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, once again, and Doug, hold on. We'll get your information because if we do have a bet with you for a pie, you get a pie slam-a-jamma t-shirt there. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, Mariota played four plays last year. He was 1 for 2 for 50 yards, or for 4 yards. That's 50%, 1 for 2. I figured it out. No touchdowns, no picks.
Yeah. There was also a play in the Celtics game against the Warriors where Marcus Smart was going for a loose ball, and Steph Curry rolled his ankle. Marcus Smart landed on Steph's ankle. And Steve Kerr, that was not the typical Steve Kerr personality. He's yelling down at the Celtics bench and, you know, yelling at Marcus Smart. I've watched it 5 times now. It's just a basketball play. If that's a role player for the Warriors, is Steve Kerr going to be out there, you know, yelling down at the Celtics bench that that's a dirty play? The answer is no. Look, you're at home. You want to protect Steph. I get it. Do I think Marcus Smart? Okay. Was it dirty? No. Was it necessary? No. Like when I grew up, you went after a loose ball. You had to show hustle. I mean, it's stupid. You dive on a floor and go, damn, that hurt. Is it worth it? No. But you got to show hustle. Bird would do it. Dave Cowens would do it. Rodman would do it. I'm going to show hustle. If I'm Marcus Smart, look, he's known for defense. He went for the loose ball. Did he need to? Probably not. What is it, first quarter? Nah. But do I think he was trying to be dirty there or hurt stuff? The answer is no. Steve Kerr overreacted. And he probably overreacted because he didn't really. If you look at the video, it's just Marcus Smart got there. Steph was a little late. Marcus Smart dove for the ball, and Steph got rolled up. That's it. But, you know, Steve Kerr was on fire there. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Ray Allen, the Hall of Famer. Everything's good with him and KG and Paul Pierce, apparently. So we'll talk to Ray. And Andrew Whitworth, the former Rams tackle, the Walter Payton Man of the Year. He just announced his retirement. He'll join us coming up next hour. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security. This is what I love. When I tell you about a product, and not only I believe in it, but, you know, there are others that rank, you know, some of these products. U.S. News, PC Magazine, Popular Science, they all rank Simply Safe Home Security the best home security of 2021. In fact, U.S. News already jumped the gun naming Simply Safe the best home security of 2022, and we're only in March. That's how good the product is. And there's nothing better than telling you about these products that I truly believe in. Backed by the best 24/7 professional monitoring in the business, comprehensive set of sensors and cameras, all new wireless outdoor security camera. That's a game changer. You always know what's going on at your home. And then, you know, I looked at this and went, how much does this cost per day? Less than $1 a day. Set it up in around 30 minutes. Simple to use. No long-term contracts. No hidden fees. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes. It's simplysafedan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs every member is waiting to impress. Learn more, mbusa.com. More phone calls coming up. He's Hall of Famer, two-time NBA champ, 10-time All-Star, and coach of the boys basketball team at Gulliver Prep in Pinecrest, Florida. The former Big East Player of the Year, Ray Allen, back on the program. Ray, I was looking at your bio. You were in England. You were in Germany growing up, Air Force bases. Do you speak German?
No.
Okay.
I did a little bit when I was younger.
Okay. And then did you have an English accent when you lived in England?
Well, when I was younger, I certainly could put one on.
Well, let me hear a little bit of your English accent.
Let me see. How are you?
Well, that sounded like Ray Allen.
Well, I mean, you can, you depend on what part of the country in, it sounds a little different, but you know, it needs a little work. If I went back to London, I think I can assimilate.
Did people make fun of you when you came to the United States with an English accent?
I didn't come with an English accent, but I was extremely proper. So when I came from England, I moved to California. So it kind of, it fit in there. But then now going from California to South Carolina was when I was in trouble, because I was way too proper for the kids that I went to school with when I was there.
Congrats on the 75th team, but I'm curious what happened behind the scene with the 75th anniversary. You know, everybody's putting on their jackets, and what was the mood like behind the scenes when everybody was there for the 75th anniversary team?
You know, it was like a high school reunion, just being, I'm walking in the room and, like when we first, you know, you're going into the room and, on one side of the room, all the guys, the all-stars, were taking pictures before the game. And all of us were sitting in there with our jackets on, our 75th jackets. And I'm speaking with James Worthy, with Bill Walton, and Robert Parrish. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, I'm like, I just, you know, no matter what you achieve, accomplish in your career, you're sitting here like, I just remember when I was 10 watching James Worthy play basketball. Not, you know, we'd come down the floor and we'd call ourselves the LA Lakers anytime we went on the fast break. And just having this moment, you go back to when you were a kid. And I think for most of us, that's kind of where it takes you, because you remember these kids. You know, we're like a great song takes you back to your childhood or to a favorite moment of your life. That's what seeing these guys were like for me, like seeing them up close and personal, just reminded me of who I was growing up.
Did you walk up to Jordan?
Well, I see Jordan all the time. Like I seen him last. Yeah, I seen him last. I played with him the week before playing golf, so I see him all the time. But MJ, he actually, you know, he was at Daytona, you know, for his for the race. So we were actually about to walk onto the court, and you know, magically, he appears into the hallway. And then the first thing he says, he sees Magic as he comes through, and you guys seen it online. And he asked him, he had his tennis shoes with him. And we were talking about, you know, playing golf a little bit. And then Magic kind of appeared, you know, at the same time. And that's when that little conversation happened. And we just, you know, it was just quintessential Magic Jordan, like we knew growing up. And to be able to be sitting here with these guys and calling them peers now is like it's so surreal.
But Mike can't turn it off. Like it's always on. And he's there saying to Magic, hey, you got your shoes? Let's go. Play one-on-one.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I tell people all the time, like when you're playing a sport and you're so good at it, you're a competitor, you don't go home and stop being a competitor. You know, you can't change your brain out. Like you end up being that same person all the time. Now you have to understand who you can compete with and how you compete with them. And, you know, obviously you don't want to compete with your wife at home. And when I play basketball against my kids, I compete with them, but I show them, you know, how the game works and you're teaching them, but you still find ways to always challenge those people around you. And I think that's who M is, and that's who he's always been. And everybody, for that matter, that has made it to that level where you've been named the 75 greatest of all times, there's a reason for that. You know, and a lot of times those reasons set you on that lonely path where you're sitting there saying to yourself, man, like, I'm doing this by myself, because the things that you've wanted in your life, not everybody has wanted. How come you got to shoot more? How come you're still on the floor? How come you won't hang out with us? Those times when you take that separate path are why the greats end up being the greats.
You also had to sacrifice your ego at some point in your career, because when you first came into the league, I mean, you were getting 25 a game and you were dunking on people. And then, so you get to the Celtics and then you, is that where it's, is it discussed that, okay, now I have to play a role, or what is my role with Paul Pierce and Garnett and Rondo?
Well, between Paul, myself and Kevin, we had an understanding. We did an interview in the beginning of the year, and we were asked if it came to one last second shot between the three of you, who would take it? And the reporter asked us, but I want you to all answer at the same time. And so Paul answered me, Kevin answered me, and I answered the open person. So I think we walked into that season in the right frame of mind. Now, what I had just come from in Seattle, playing in Seattle, like, it was shoot first, play fast, open, launching threes left and right, similar to how Golden State's playing today. So I remember in practice, I come down, launch a three, KG's on the block, posting up, Doc goes ham on me. You got to throw the ball down low to KG. He's wide open. You got to get him the ball.
That's a good imitation of Doc there.
Yeah. I'm like, Doc, I was open. I want you to throw the ball inside out, and then he's going to find you. He's unselfish. And so, you know, it was that position, that point where we were, you had to kind of rip apart and have those uncomfortable conversations early, where I wasn't going to be taking those shots quick. Just like that in transition, I think over the course of our 5 years together, it evolved into that, because Doc started to understand, you know, what my capabilities were and who I was. And he saw it firsthand, you know, what I was capable of doing. And even Kevin, is unselfish as he was, you know, on the block, setting screens, we started to understand that. But when you come together early, you do have to make those sacrifices. You do have to say, okay, I'm going to be 80% of who I've been in order for this team to win.
He's Ray Allen, Hall of Famer, two-time NBA champ. This is the last time I'll ask. How did the beef start with KG and Pierce and Rondo, and why did it end? How did it end?
I didn't have any beef. There wasn't anything.
They have that, with that, you.
Yeah, and they were upset that I went to Miami. And you know, for me, I was happy that I focused on the 5 years that we spent together and that we won in 2008. And that, for me, didn't change anything. So this past weekend, I was ecstatic to be there for Kevin, because of, you know, he and I grew up together. I remember him 14, 15 years old, and, you know, just the exuberance he had for a game of basketball. And you know, we had a kinsmanship as young people, and then obviously watching him make it to the league. So I was ecstatic for him to get his jersey retired, well-deserved. And I, you know, I wouldn't have wanted to be any other place. So I never had any ill will towards any of them. It was just unfortunate, because when you move on, like we all do at some point in our careers, you know, I think it was more out of hurt and disappointment more than anything, but you know, it's all good, and we're brothers. And the one thing that we have to just hold on to is what we did together, and that is more important than anything.
But when KG's on the microphone, and then next thing you know, he's calling you out.
Yeah.
Did you think, you know, were you going to walk out there to KG?
Listen, we have to go back, because when Paul got his jersey retired, I actually didn't know about it. And I was in LA. I had a commercial to shoot, and I happened, and this is a funny story, because I was playing golf, and it was about 12:30 in the afternoon. And I was playing with George Lopez and Anthony Anderson, in LA, and George, he gets a hole in one And so I was like, we jumped up and down and I was excited. And I was like, man, that was awesome. And then I posted it. Now, 12:30 on the West Coast is 3:30 on the East Coast. Paul was getting his jersey retired. He was in the garden and he's walking out there and, you know, Kevin and Rondo and Doc are all, and all of them are there. And so I posted a picture that I was there and then everybody was making a big deal about it because I wasn't there. And I was like, I had no idea. And at that point, that was when I wasn't included. You know, I wasn't invited. And I, you know, so when this came up, I was like, remember, I don't care what anybody says. I will always be a Celtic. And what happened in 2008 is always going to be one of my favorite moments in my life. And so you just had to get through this period, this tough time and just mend fences. And I think so when Kevin's jersey was being retired, I don't know if they knew I was going to be there, but I had on my schedule that I was going to be there. And when I showed up, I think he was surprised. I know Kendrick Perkins was surprised that I was there. It was great to walk back in the building, and I don't know how I was going to be received. I was assuming that some people would boo me because they still, you know, upset. But when I walked in, it was amazing because everybody kind of cheered and celebrated. And then when he called me out and he said it was good to see me in the building, I just had to walk up there and give him a hug because I know there's nothing scripted, you know, and I didn't want to be unemotional in that moment or, you know, in a position where I was just like, you know, you want, what do I do? I was like, let me go get this man a hug because not only is it good for he and I, but it's good for the people to see, you know, so they understand like there's no, we're brothers. There's no ill will between us.
It was great to see, but I didn't expect to see it because I thought, you know what? I give you credit because you've never spoke ill of those guys, that you still have respect for them. But I realized KG was going to hold a grudge, and man, can he hold a grudge, Ray? Like, you know, at the Hall of Fame, he's not even talking to you there, and you're in the room with him.
Yeah, and well, here's the thing. When you look at, we look at, you know, I think about all the teams that won championships over the course of history in any sport. One of the great things about tradition, young people, young teams, college players, they look up and aspire to be like those championship teams. And you walk in the building, you see jerseys retired, and you see championships celebrated. And I give a lot of credit to Detroit, you know, because, you know, I follow Rip Hamilton. He's, you know, a brother of mine. And he always is celebrating what they did in 2004 with the Pistons, you know, going back and, you know, somebody's getting their jersey retired. He's there. They're just at the game's courtside. And I think for organizations, that's huge, you know, just to have your former players show up to games. Like, I honestly believe, you know, and tell me I'm strange, but I think all former players should have season tickets at the places that they used to play, you know, just because you should have a footing in. And I'm not talking about the guy paying for it. I'm throwing it out there. Like, you know, these teams should make sure that their guys are there, so the past play or the current players see it, and the fans understand the connection to their past. Because you, when you talk about the NBA now, you got so many teams with generations of fans, and just like I told you earlier, like, you connect to the organization based on how you grew up watching them. So to watch, if you're a Milwaukee Buck fan, and you see Oscar Robertson walk back in the building, or Kareem, you know, or Bobby Dandridge, you're like, man. You know, but man, these guys were my heroes. And I think every organization should have that connection to their past.
You wanted to be a Laker?
I did. I did. That was my first NBA game. You know, I seen, so I was 12 years old in my high school, my coach at the time, he said, I walk out on the court. It's the Fabulous Form at the time. And they're playing the Pistons. I think this was 1988. Bill Laimbeer shooting on one side, Kareem skyhooking on the other. Like, first time ever seeing an NBA player. And he said, I'll give you $20 if you go get Kareem's autograph. And so I didn't say yes, I didn't say no. But what I did, and this was me as a kid, just understanding and being observant. I walked down there and I see other people just kind of watching him shoot before the game. Kareem just focused, just shooting. And it was astounding to me because they didn't miss. But they're there early. And I watched other kids scream his name and he didn't even flinch, didn't even look in their direction. So I kept my mouth shut because I was like, I'm learning my lesson. Like, I'm not about to ask for autograph. And then my coach knew, he was like, Kareem never signs autographs, but you know, he was going to give me that $20 if I got it. But just imagining if I got his autograph, then even to me, and I don't think this way, but just you think about value from 1988, would I still have it? Would I have kept it? Like, you just never know. But that was my early introduction to the NBA. And for me, and I seen Kareem walk in the room, and I've never told Kareem the story. And when he walked in the room, I seen him during the Final Four a couple of years ago. And then I seen him this week, the All-Star weekend. And I thought, man, this was the guy that started off for me.
Yeah. It's great stuff. Congrats. I don't know if congrats is the right word, but I'm glad that you had a good month here. Because you didn't do anything wrong, but you did, you know, we don't realize the competitiveness, the pettiness, you know, that this means everything in the world to these guys. And it's hard to, you know, you guys haven't played in how long, and KG's still holding on to that because it meant so much to him. And how dare you leave them? And, you know, you're just trying to better your career. But it was a great moment. Great moment. I'm glad you walked on the floor. And I appreciate you talking about it, Ray.
Yeah, yeah. And it's fitting, you know, thank you for saying that, but it's fitting that I'm sitting here talking to you on St. Patrick's Day. So, you know, thank you for, I don't got no green on, but I got some green around me.
Well, you've been cleaning your teeth there? Great. Yeah. You've been flossing your teeth there?
Yeah.
Well,
I try to stay away from the dentist.
Two great shooters. And, you know, my guys bring it up to me occasionally that I did try to correct you with the ball placement in your hand that day when you came into the man cave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You might be KG and I might be you. You might hold that grudge against me for a long time.
No, the thing about a grudge, Dan, is you hold a grudge, that means I'm living in your head rent-free or you're living in my head and I got to move past that.
All right. And I still feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever corrected you on your shooting form?
Yeah, people have tried.
Okay.
I remember I had a coach coming to Milwaukee. He was like, it was like my fourth or fifth year. And I had already made the All-Star team. And he was like, you know, you take the ball low first and you can't do that. You know, and he was adamant about it. And I was looking at him. I was like, I don't know what you want me to do, but this is kind of, I go,
it's
here.
Been working. I, it's been working. Yeah, for me.
It's working out for me. And I think even more so for all the kids that are listening, You know, Reggie was a great example for me because when we're kids, we're striving for perfection. People are trying to teach us perfection. And then there's a point when you get older where our bodies are just what they are. We can't do certain things that other people can do. Like you can't, you know, when you think about a golf swing later on in life, you just can't get that turn the way, you know, certain people, certain kids can. So you got to teach a person based on what they have, you know, what's available physically. And so, you know, Reggie, he crosses his hands when he shoots, but he's a perfectionist at working at it and figuring it out. And so once I saw how he shot, I was like, however I shoot, I just got to be really good at and understand where my deficiencies are. Like I know which side of the floor I'm quicker on than the other. So I got to work a little bit harder and understanding eye dominance. So you rotate a little bit faster. Once you understand those things, then you can kind of keep it the same on every side of the floor.
Always great to talk to you. Final 10 seconds. He got game two. What's the update?
It is stagnant. Listen, we need Denzel Washington on board.
Right.
If Denzel's on board, he's got a Spike is ready to do this thing. So,
Paulie, would you see if we can get a hold of Denzel?
On it.
See if I can move this along.
Yeah,
for
get
Ray.
On him, please. People are calling for it. They want it.
Thank you, Ray. Great to talk to you again, buddy.
See you too, Dan.
That's Ray Allen, Hall of Famer. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We'll get an update on Deshaun Watson. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, will join us in about 15 minutes. I did do that to Ray Allen. Ray Allen was nice enough to come into our old man cave, and we were shooting hoops. And I noticed that Ray had the ball in the palm of his hand. So usually if you're shooting with your fingertips, you could put your index finger underneath the ball. There would be some space there. And Ray had it flat against the palm of his hand. And I said, you know, you're doing that wrong. Oh, my God, the look on his face. And it went quiet. The entire room, everybody's like, what did he just say? And I was saying it to Ray. And I think about that all the time. I mean, I was correct in what I was saying. I just probably didn't say it in the right way to Ray. Yes.
And I think that you were like, you know, you're doing that wrong. And he's like, huh? And you said, right here, space. There's supposed to be space right here between your palm. He's like, yeah, there is. You're like, no, there isn't.
There wasn't.
No, there's not. And then you're like, oh, now you have space there because I told you to, but before you didn't.
I know.
You're saying this to Ray Allen.
I know. As Paulie says, that's like if I said to Warren Buffett, you know, your investments are kind of shaky here.
You know? Hey, Daniel Day, you should take an acting class.
Yeah.
You might want to diversify your portfolio a little.
Yeah. McCartney, how about you write a good song for a change?
You're a little pitchy.
Oh, my God.
But you have to have that to believe you're a great shooter.
That's, I firmly believe what I said to him, that you can't have it in the palm of your hand. But, you know, Ray's one of the greatest shooters ever. Whatever. You know, I said it. And he didn't hold a grudge, and I like that. I appreciate that. Jamara in Florida. Hopefully I've got that correct. Jamara?
Hi, Dan. Happy Dan Patrick Day.
Well, thank you.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm calling to wish my husband, who is a huge fan, a happy 15-year wedding anniversary. We are both huge fans of your show. Thank you so much for what you guys do. And on a quick note, I just want to say, suck it, half of the back row.
Oh, which half?
I'm a huge Seton fan. He is my crush. So yeah.
Whoa!
See, I didn't see that going that way. I thought for sure it was going to be like, Seton's a jerk.
So
he's
you're
so mean to talk.
You're admitting your crush on your wedding anniversary.
Oh yeah, my husband knows. Dan, actually, my husband. I tell him that you are his man crush.
Oh.
And I'd say that, you know.
Okay.
But Seton is my crush. All but right. Yeah. Well, I know you're not a huge bobblehead fan, but we're the ones that sent in the Seinfeld bobbleheads from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game down here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, thank you. And happy anniversary.
This anniversary just got a lot more interesting.
Yeah, it did.
Hey, Jamara.
What?
So she was trying to spare my feelings by just kind of leaving my name out, suck it back, and then we all have to figure out which half. Of course you were going to ask which one.
No, I'm a journalist. I had to ask her.
I'm glad you didn't just say, suck it, Fritzy. That would have been a little harsh.
On her wedding anniversary. I was praying that she was going to say, suck it, Seton.
Yeah.
Because I knew that this is what was going to happen. Now you're going to be thinking about that.
It bothers me a little. I'm glad she's got a crush on Seton and everything. It's not, but you know, I'm glad she didn't say "suck it, Fritzy." That sounds a lot harsher than "suck it one half of the back row," or whatever. Then we had to get it out of her
left side of the back row.
Yeah. What, Paulie?
One more call like that, and Fritzy's going to stop following her on social media.
That's it. I thought we had something special together.
Unfollow.
Update the poll results there, Seton, from hour two.
Well, we switched it up right now to Deshaun Watson should pick, which sounds kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, New Orleans guys, 41% of the vote, followed by Atlanta, Cleveland, and Carolina, not really.
Yeah, it feels like the Saints are doing everything they can possibly do. Clearing cap space. They met with Deshaun Watson a second time, according to Nick Underhill, who covers the Saints. We'll talk to Ian Rappaport about this. Also, some other moves. Von Miller going to Buffalo. Sneaky big. Chandler Jones going to the Raiders. Final hour coming up. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour two. Panini America is here to help you. You're collecting cards. You're continuing or just starting. Panini trading cards, hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats. One place to collect them all, Panini, P-A-N-I-N-I. Panini America uses the iconic brands, delivering instant classic trading cards of the most popular players like Giannis, Steph, Jason Tatum, Luka. Autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts. There's something for everyone in Panini America. Now, not only the home for the NBA, the exclusive home, but also the NFL, NASCAR, collegiate trading cards, UFC. Collect them all. Panini's got exclusive athletes like Ja Morant, Luka, Trae Young, Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, only from Panini Authentic. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net and see the hottest trends. Sign up, get all the latest galleries straight to your inbox. That's PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more
MBUSA.com/EQ. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.